If they give you instruction, especially thought-based instruction, to not to verbalize, to focus, concentrate, or 40 objects of meditation, to develop the counter image and to focus the mind, leading to one-pointedness of mind, or what they call ekagata. Then they develop jhanic factor. The five jhanic factor are vitaka, vichara, piti, sukhang, and ekagata. Vitaka is applied thought. Then after you apply the thought, that's why they focus on the object of meditation or 40 object of concentration. Then they apply the thought there, they focus. Instead of being mindful, aware, they focus. Sometimes even anapanasati, they teach you to feel the tip of the nostril and all that. Forget about all those things. Anapanasati is mindfulness of the in and out breath. Finish. No need to focus, no need to feel anything. Just mindful. That's why you don't understand all this, give rise to misunderstanding, complication. Then when you start to focus and concentrate, it becomes worse. They develop energy field, thought-based meditation. And this is what jhana is all about, samatha is all about. So samatha meditation is thought-based, energy field, focusing, concentrating. Then the less dangerous one is continuous mindfulness, absorption. When they become deeply absorbed into the object of meditation, even anapanasati. If you go beyond upacara samadhi and go into apana samadhi, then you get yourself absorbed into it. But that one is better than one-pointedness. So whatever it is, you are not following the instruction of the Buddha to develop heedfulness. The heedfulness is ever mindful, constantly meditating. Ever mindful is not ever concentrated on, ever focusing on, no, ever mindful, aware. That's why you have to train your mind to develop this awareness first, or have the understanding to relax and silent and let the awareness arise, or sati arise. The original mind, realize that. That stabilizes it, let mind enter sati. That is what you're supposed to do. Not all those funny, gullible things. So if you understand that, then you will know how to meditate. That's why it's more important to ask the question, what is meditation? Then from there, you will not be gullible. You will not lose your focus. You will know what you are doing in the name of meditation. If I want to meditate, means I want to train my mind to be heedful. Then I can do it in two ways. Develop the spiritual faculty, then mental hindrance gone, then I relax, maintain awareness, I will be in a meditative state. Then my intensity finish. But if the spiritual faculty is still not there, you still need to train, then use any method or technique or skillful means like mind sweeping method. Use it. But initially, after that, when mind enters sati, then you don't have to train anymore. You don't have to go and continue to note rising, falling, or anapanasati. No need. But once your mind has entered sati, you are in a meditative state already. You don't have to do any of those methods and techniques anymore. They are just initial skillful means to anchor your mind and to train your mind. Understand that clearly. Then you will know how to meditate.